Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. As I come to you this morning, a bit of light rain in Melbourne ahead of the big race this afternoon.
Yeah, there is. It just got heavy, actually, a moment ago. We're in our van, and it was pelting down on the roof, and then it disappears again. So,
and now
anyway,
it's back.
Now, Mick Goody's not too worried. It's at a 3 at the moment. It can take a little bit more, so I don't think it's going to play havoc today at all, mate. How's it all looking for you?
Yeah, well, it's probably just ideal, isn't it? A bit of rain on race morning just takes that maybe that little bit of edge out of the track. It's going to be hopefully perfect for every runner, and there's nothing like a bit of rain to just settle the track and settle everything ahead of the big race. But, yeah, the Melbourne weather, they certainly turn it on, can't they, for a big race day?
Yeah, they can, but it's not going to have any effect, so we're just hopeful these showers will absolutely clear. Now, I know you've been hard at work, mate. You've had the burning the candle at both ends, so to speak. What do you like, and how do you come up with it?
Well, yeah, I'm in Marmello's camp. I think he's the horse to beat in the Melbourne Cup today. We talked about that stat about having a run here in Australia first in internationals. I think it's so important. He's done that. His run was, you know, I watched it again last night, the Caulfield Cup. It just had Be On Me Next Time written all over it, basically. He made ground out wide. Not many horses did that at all that day at Caulfield. And I just think he's the one for me. He's on the way up. He hasn't found his top yet. And, I just think even, you know, that price this morning around that sort of $8 mark, he's still for me the horse to beat. A Red Cardinal, I thought, was, I know he's drawn the outside gate, but and he'll go back, no doubt. He'll be spotting him a big start. But I'm respecting Andreas Waller and the team there. They know what it takes to win a big one. And I just thought he's winning the Belmont Gold Cup 2 starts back. Yeah, definitely has him in this race. I thought the best roughie was Tiberian. I think he's the forgotten horse in the race. I think everyone's underestimating him. He's got tremendous form in Europe, and you know, beat that horse called Talismanic, who came out and won the US Breeders' Cup Turf on Sunday. So that's really good form for me. I think he's tremendous value and well over the odds. And for fourth, I've got Wall of Fire. I think he's probably the weighted horse. I spoke to Tom Waterhouse and Robbie Waterhouse yesterday, and they both rated this horse as the horse to beat. Robbie Waterhouse saying he's got the right weight to win, he's got the right profile, and he's also had the run here in Australia. He's had a good break since then, drops to just the 53 kilos, and I think he might be the one that's sitting back and coming very strongly at the finish.
Dear, oh, dear. Oh, I'm just circling horses ridiculously this morning. I'm trying to,
there's not many you haven't got there.
Brad, I'm trying to narrow it.
Yeah. It's difficult, isn't it? There's no doubt about that. It is difficult. Good news for, well, racing in New South Wales is clearly flying, Brad, but even further good news, reports that $13 million now, Chris Root's reporting this morning, $13 million, that's the expectation for the Everest, which is quite unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when you look at the Melbourne Cup's worth $6 million, it's, you know, times two and add a bit more on top of that, it's going to be. So, yeah, look, we saw how much of a success it was this year, and no doubt that's going to even, I guess what it's going to do is it's going to entice those overseas to say, well, it's a little bit extra now, so we're going to have to put a horse on the plane basically and get to Australia, and that's the only thing the Everest missed this year was, you know, a bit of international competition, and that's no doubt going to come in time, and I would be very shocked if next year we don't see that. That I think that's going to be a big part of it. And yeah, I'd be shocked if we don't see a horse from England or wherever it comes from, definitely in the Everest field.
And anything else today? It's always a tough day outside of the Melbourne Cup, isn't it, Brad?
It's extremely tough. It's a really tricky day, one that I'll probably just be focusing on the Melbourne Cup. But if I can give you a bit of a rundown of the betting summary today, if it kind of's out there, you know, obviously the big boys want to play, and you can get a bit of a guide on that. The best back with Tab to win has been Marmello. He's accounted for 16% of basically all bets on the cup at this stage. Young Manon's got 11%, and Johannes Vermeer at 8%. He's the one that the big punters have really come to back. They took a bet of $20,000 at $10 on Johannes Vermeer yesterday to win $200,000, and another bet of $13,000 at $10. So, you know, Johannes Vermeer, he's been talked about as a horse that, if he runs the trip, he's got to be right in the finish because he probably should have won the Caulfield Cup. There's that bit of a query on him at 3,200, but I know the Williams camp talking at Werribee on Sunday, they were saying basically there's no concerns at all from them that he'll run the trip. The stable are very confident he'll get it, and if he does, he's got to be right in the finish.
Have you had any time to do any Sydney form?
No, but I see it wasn't. I see it was going to look like about a heavy 10 there at one stage, but back to a soft 7. So, not a bad car there. I thought all too soon in the first race. A filly that's definitely been knocking on the door, one that can run really well there. But, it's all been Melbourne Cup down here. Pretty flat out. But, it'd be a good card at Randwick nonetheless.
Very good, mate. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guys.